Kendrick.
Yes.
Today I have to unleash on my Potomac thoughts.
Okay. I love that.
I know. So I shook the table as I knew I would with my Karen post.
Karen can do no wrong in the eyes of the fans, so I'm excited to hear this.
And like, okay, I get it. I love Karen. Karen's like one of my favorites of all time. Mm. But isn't what makes her so fun that she is like delusional?
Incredibly delusional.
So, you know, like, isn't it about time that we recognize that
the delusion?
She's okay. So last night's episode of Potomac, and I realize I'm about to get in so much trouble because I already got in trouble with
we always the fans, do it's okay
with half the fans on Instagram, and I'm about to get in more trouble here with the podcast community and YouTube. Okay, I'm sorry. Disclaimer. Okay. But it's been driving me nuts. Here, I don't even really like Charisse all that much, okay? She's not even like my top housewife by any means, but mm-hmm. I just can look at things objectively. Mm-hmm. I get people wanting to say that Charisse went, because that's the narrative Karen is spinning, that Charisse went to her mom's funeral to try to get back in the group, and now she brought it up on camp, blah, 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 blah. Fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that, if you take away that you love Karen, doesn't that just sound paranoid? That sounds paranoid.
It does.
Because what Charisse did with the whole blue eyes comment at that reunion wasn't anything that they all don't do to each other. They all throw shade. They all throw accusations. But that comment went too far for Karen, because that comment was clearly, oop, below the belt. Too far. Girl. Like, really exposing her, because Karen's big narrative is that she has this institution of a marriage that's unwavering. And as I said when we were recapping Potomac still, it makes more sense to me that Karen has other men in her life than just Ray. You know, Ray looks like he's ready to go to bed all the time. He's like, please go to find someone else. I am tired.
He did not want to be at that open mic night. He was like, no. Okay, I'm smiling for the fans. Get me the hell out of here.
You know, and so I think that but Karen, like when the tax thing happened, Karen called a press conference and then got mad at all of them when they asked a question.
Yeah.
Even yes. Monique, who was team Karen, was like, I'm confused. I'm trying to have your back, but I don't even know the answers to things because all this is confusing. Karen has just been, this is Karen's kind of thing. This is Karen's sort of MO. And so as much as I get that we want to say, because Charisse does appear thirsty. She absolutely has that vibe, of course, fine, sure. But it really feels odd to me that we're like, she went all the way to Karen's mom's funeral that wasn't filmed just because she wanted to get on Karen's good side to get back in the group. She doesn't need, clearly she's not on Karen's good side, and here she is back in the group.
Exactly.
So I don't think that was a necessary step she had to take. The reason she brought it up when she saw Karen again was to be like, I don't understand why we're not cool. I tried to be there for you. I went to your mom's funeral. What is the issue? But because Karen is so fucking paranoid, because she knows Charisse has her number and will say the things, and she knows Charisse knows the truth and is the real grand dame of Potomac, which is not that big of a deal. At the end of the day, when it comes to reality TV, we don't need the real grand dame. We need the fake one.
Exactly. They're conflating issues, first
yes,
of all.
Thank you.
Because they're talking about two entirely different things. Charisse is absolutely the real grand dame of Potomac when it comes to the actual, like, city of Potomac. The show, Karen gave herself the name. She's the grand dame of the show. So, like, it's nothing, literally nothing to argue over. That was literally Giselle being the great housewife that she is, knowing that she's about to push the hell out of a button by saying in front of everybody, no, Charisse is the real grand dad, because she knew she was about to get an explosive reaction about it, the entire table. No one would actually argue about this because, one, I don't think Charisse gives a damn about this. Charisse is friends with, literally, if you go around the table, with everyone at that table except Karen. Like, you know, the Green Eye Bandits, they love her. Karen and, like, Candace invites Charisse to all of her events.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and she always goes.
About that.
her and Ashley are very good friends. Like they, all of them, I think that what happened was Bravo has gone through this kind of, I like to refer to it as an OG renaissance, where they're now saying like, you know what? There's a lot of value in our OGs, and Potomac especially is this one show that's managed to hang on to so many OGs for such a long amount of time. And that even it makes no sense that you literally have one that is still, because, you know, we're so used to these fake relationships on TV. You have someone that still hangs out with the cast on a regular basis, and she's an OG of the show. Why not have her back and see if it works in a friend capacity? In my mind, this is one of the best examples of it working, because can't, you know, everyone, the first thing fans like to do when they don't like a housewife, oh, well, you know, she doesn't have a storyline anyway. What's her storyline? Because, you know, real life, we need a storyline, apparently. What's her storyline? What's her story? She didn't have a storyline. In my opinion, Karen is like the Sonya Morgan, like of like with commentary. She's the person that's there for the comic relief and to do this and that. But she doesn't necessarily, most of them necessarily don't have a quote unquote storyline, unless you're child married to Ashley, married to Michael Darby, but that's a whole nother thing. But if you have no story, like this was a great way of Karen to be like in the center of it all on TV. So like that her fans and people that don't like her can actually see her value, except like outside of comedy. So now like Charisse is there, even if Charisse is just there to like sit in the corner and not be on camera, it is going to be a needle in Karen's ass so much that she is going to like be, she's going to show up to work. And I think that's beneficial enough. So like the fans, they've got to stop with this. So like they've gone as far as to like, you know, they were making it the first half of the season about appearances and stuff. But now they like repost these weird pictures of like this man in a wig and calling it Charisse and like all this stuff. So it's like, it's been a lot. Like, so I'm like, okay, what are we actually, like, what is the issue actually? Because, like, now it's getting so weird and conflated that I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, like, I get that maybe Charisse isn't the most, okay, fine, maybe you don't like Charisse. Maybe she's not doing a whole lot. Like, I didn't love that she was siding immediately with Mia in the Wendy of it all. Fine. But that's why I made the comparison of the Luann Ramona season 5 conversation. And Ramona, honestly, in general, in the early seasons of Roni, she always called out Luann. Because she's like, we know, like, when cameras aren't up and we see the real Luann, you are out there slutting it up, having the time of your life. And I'm not mad at it. I'm just mad that then you come on camera and like,
and shame the rest of
and
us.
And act just like, oh, the I am this person, I'm that person. And that's why I called Karen Luann Light. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she's just like Luann, because Luann's a monster. Yeah. Karen's not a monster, not at all. She's just, she does the regal thing and she's delusional. And again, I love Karen, but Karen really does have a whole other thing going on. And she manages to play the safe route a lot. And I think it's time she doesn't get to do that.
It absolutely is. It's way past time. And we've seen this. If you actually pay attention, that's another thing that drives me crazy, is the people that have so many opinions about Potomac, but they started watching season 5 happened. And it's like, okay, you didn't put the work in. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Sorry. We've been here from day one.
We've been here since day one, since Etiquette Gate, okay? You do not get the right to tell a shit about this show.
When she got mad about that damn seat that Giselle was sitting in, because technically, it was, okay, see, there we go. And if you don't know what we're talking about, and if you don't know what we're talking about, we're not going to fill you in. You have to go back and watch it and do the work.
Do the work, motherfucker. Okay. But if you, in past seasons, we've seen like Robin, I remember when they were at Monique's cabin, I think it was season 5, and they had just gotten like shit faced drunk the night before, but cameras were down. I think it was someone's phone that they were filming on. And Robin brought up the next day. She's like, oh my God, Karen, I heard you were so much fun last night. And Karen's like, what are you talking about? I didn't drink any fire. And I didn't do all this. And Karen, Robin literally on camera, she's like, see, this is why I can never fuck with her. Like, I don't know who this person is. And I get it. Cause like, I feel like there's one on every show. On every housewife show, there's always that housewife that portrays an entirely different image on camera than they are off camera. And I'll give y'all a good example that's not housewives related too. They say that Dr. Jackie on Married to Medicine Baby, they said she can cuss and fuss with the best of them. But on camera, you That's know, Jackie juicy. Is our, you know, our demure, you know, our beacon of sophistication. And we love that. But, you know, they say Jackie can dutty whine and cuss with the rest of them. So,
That's which a big I believe. Revelation.
Yeah. Now, look, that's just what I heard. Don't y'all send Dr. Jack and Lawyer after me now, okay? Allegedly.
Oh, that's a big revelation. Just because she's so buttoned up and she's so controlled.
Mm-hmm.
See, and what you just, the example you just gave about Karen at Monique's, that was her lake house, right?
Yes.
This is why that's Luann Light. You know what it's reminded me of? The Turks and Caicos, Luann, when she's like, I was here with my Italian friends, when they're like, bitch, you were here with that guy, the pirate guy.
The pirate. Fucking a pirate. Like, oh, it's okay. Fuck it's Jack Sparrow.
It's very Luann light. It's like
very Luann.
She does. It's so it's okay. We like flaws. Flaws make housewives interesting. The best quotes from all of Bravo are when they're in the midst of a horrible fight. Or they're in the midst of a crisis. Like when we quote, like, James Kennedy screaming, it's not about the pasta, he was in the throes of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, half the time these people are not having a good time when they're right. saying something we think is iconic. So we need to shake Karen up, and it's okay. We don't have to always rush to defend. Like, Garcelle, when she was on Watch What Happens Live,
mm-hmm.
and was asked that shake, and that's what they do on Watch What Happens Live. She was asked a shady question. Mm-hmm. Who's closer to Kathy right now, you or Kyle? And as someone who has a sister, mm-hmm. as much as I knew what she was saying, I was like, don't say you. Don't say. And when she said me, I was like, oh, now, Garcelle, look, mm-hmm. this is just hurting her feelings.
Right.
And I had to shut comments off because it's like I wasn't saying anything that extreme.
Right.
And guess what? I had to shut comments up. People like, here's why it's okay for her to say that. And it was this huge defense because heaven forbid I say something about Queen Garcelle.
Right.
And as if I was saying I don't like Garcelle. As if suddenly right. I was like, I hate Garcelle. Garcelle's right. dead to me. Guess what Garcelle did 2 days later? She went, apologized. She's like, I didn't mean that. It came off like it was a shady question. And Kyle and I are totally fine now. I called her. I'm like, you see?
Right.
Because it's not that big a deal, guys.
It's not. How there's a particular, I don't know what it is about Housewives fans, but Housewives fans and I'll say Love and Marriage Huntsville fans, because those
Ooh,
fans
I bet they're
are,
intense.
Oh, dear God. Dear God. Because in their mind, oh my God. In their mind, you know how we say, they say Karen can do no wrong, which we all know is a damn lie. But in their minds, Melody Holt can do absolutely
I can see that.
No wrong. And I'm like, girl, if y'all don't stop playing in my face, like, stop it. They are, it's way too much. But Housewives, all you got to do is just, it's so much fun when you don't feel like you have to go to bat and make yourself look dumb for somebody. Like, you don't have, I promise you, it's okay. Like, nobody is judging or anything. Like, if you think that your person is always right, chances uh-huh. are, I don't care who it is, they're not.
And guess what? Like, when someone tries to throw out, not like Robin isn't lying about X, Y, and Z, I'm like, maybe she is. Let's talk about that too later. It's just
right.
It's like
two things.
Watch, it can happen. Like, so I'm not going to bat for anybody. I'm just, it's more fun when you're open to the opportunity to say they could be wrong too. What?
Mm-hmm. It's the reason why I used to like post a lot more of my like personal feelings about like all of the shows, but now I save it for like Atlanta. I'll save it for like something so irrelevant to me, like OC or like some of those shows.
Irrelevant.
But like, it's so irrelevant, Lord Jesus. But like the two, I say it on this podcast, I feel like every week, New Jersey and Potomac, I post the funny and I get the hell out of there because I'm like, I'm not doing this. I can't, like, there's sometimes it's like, it's not even fun to do this because it ends up in like a I'll stab you in the heart moment. It's like, okay, I literally just said the wig wasn't wigging. Like, it's no big deal. It's okay, I promise. And it's weird.
Literally was like, do you have the energy for this, Emily? I didn't, but I did. I was like, right. Oh, I'm saying this. I'm mm-hmm. saying it. So
I'm glad you did. You didn't lie once in that post. I wanted you to know because I agree with everything.
Because I made a very bold comparison to the way Karen constantly goes, don't talk about my mother. That is my mother. You won't talk. I made
that
a comparison
annoyed
to Rinna.
Me so badly.
I made a comparison to Rinna, and I know that's a bold comparison. I'm not saying she is like, if she's Rinna, because no one's Rinna besides Rinna.
Right.
But when Rinna did that, we were mad. And I don't like to be hypocritical on our side of the fence as the fandom. Because when the Rinna fans excuse away her behavior and yada, 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 we get very mad at it. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be over here on this side of the fandom doing the same thing.
Right.
And fair as much is fair. As much as people want to say that she's, you know, she can grieve however she wants, here comes Charisse talking about all the loss she's had.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not doing that. And it's a clear and obvious deflection that Karen does.
It is. It's Jen Shaw weaponizing her supposed suicide attempt.
Exactly. It's not, because if you watch that fucking fight with Charisse, Charisse says, "You say I don't call you. I went through a divorce. You didn't call me. I also lost my father." And Karen goes, "And I lost my mother." And Charisse says, "And I went to the funeral." And I think because Karen got busted, she was like, "Don't you dare bring up my mom." And then she exploded. But because her voice was so much louder, the fans were like, "She brought up her mom." I'm like, "But she didn't."
It's so I saw someone post, it had to be one of like the, you know, like a lot of people do like the Twitter roundups. And so I think I was reading one and I saw someone, I almost had to laugh because like it started the sentence off with like, "I had to rewatch the scene 3 or 4 times, but I finally get what Karen was saying." And it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I tried to get on board with that one, too. I'm like, okay, I think I get this.
Right. But I get like, it. Hate
but
it.
But then I'm like, I think we're just really trying to dance around the easier route, which is, no, exactly. Guys, Karen just messed up.
Exactly. It's right? Okay.
It's okay.
But you know what? I feel like it's a lot easier sometimes for me, like specifically, in particular, to like not to acknowledge the wrong of everyone, because I'm such a person that likes the villain of the shows, like on all, like whether it's scripted TV or the person that does the dirty work on reality TV, I like those people. So there's never a moment where I'm like, they're always in the right. I'm like, no, they're the people I like are wrong 95% of the time, and I've accepted that. It just makes me laugh, and that's where I get my humor from on the show. So it doesn't mean I can't call them out for the bullshit.
Exactly.
And if you're watching Potomac or New Jersey, the bullshit is aplenty. So
I'm already tired from Jersey.
Family karma. Good Lord.
Let's go to family karma.
Family karma.
On that note, let's go to family karma, guys.
Woo!
Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. That's me, by the way. I'm Emily, and I'm your host on this journey.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell, because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Clip! You fool!
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show.
I do love that Anisha's in town for her fashion show. I'm very happy for her.
I love whenever Anisha's on the episodes. I just feel like her and her mom, too, those confessionals, I just love their energy every single time.
Chitra's beautiful, too. Every time they get a close-up on her face, I'm just mesmerized by her beautiful face.
And this is such a weird compliment, too, and I hope it doesn't sound like shade, because I heard it from Tyra Banks years ago, and it stuck with me. Anisha, like, Chitra is absolutely beautiful. Anisha has one of those faces that carries makeup very well.
Totally.
And carries, like, heavy makeup very well, too. And so whenever she's, like, beat up in those confessionals, I'm like, fucking work. Like, you look fantastic. I hope that doesn't sound like shade, like I'm saying, like, without makeup, she's bad. No, I'm just saying, like, she literally has the face that, like, can carry. She needs to be on an ad campaign. L'Oreal, somebody call her immediately.
The confessional where she's got all the extra wavy hair, like, all the extensions, and she has so much lashes going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed.
Yes.
She looks so hot.
Because we've seen on reality TV, it can go too far very fast. Mm-hmm. But she always, she can hold it. She looks good.
Gorgeous.
Go Anisha. Go Anisha. Go Anisha.
Her fashion line is called Currently. I had no idea. For some reason, this is the first time I absorbed that. And I was like, it is?
Us recording this right now is the first time I've heard. I didn't even hear it during the episode.
You're so. Like, I am right now years old when I.
Right.
I was like, currently.
Goodness.
She said she has spent $400,000. And the first thing I thought of was She by Sheree.
I've already put $1 million into this. Girl, you.
No.
No, the hell you
like,
ain't.
You said that, Sheree, because you were like, hope. The IRS is looking for you or something. I don't know why you said that.
Right. No, girl.
Uh-uh. I did love Chitra being like, the aunties were going to walk in the show, but we decided we would steal it. So we just dropped out. And Anisha goes, you were never asked.
And she's like, that's true. That's true. Yes. We were not asked.
That is accurate. We were not asked.
Yes.
She did not ask us to walk in the show. Okay. Amrit, Nicholas, Amrit's parents, they go to this wedding venue and they're going mm-hmm. through stuff. Wait, by the way, you're gay. What's a tea dance?
No idea.
What the?
Keep in mind, we're recording this early because I'm watching the football game tonight. So I might not be the best person to ask. I'm a sporty gay, so I don't know.
I'm like, they're all like, yeah, tea dance. You know, the gays took it over. And I'm like, now listen. As
no
a lifelong hag, I've never once heard of a tea dance. I'm like, was this a Florida
You know,
thing?
I was literally about to say, you know, Miami has like their own gay culture down there. So it might be a Miami thing.
Yeah, because I've never heard of that at all.
Me neither. It looked like they were outside too, like on the beach when it was mm-hmm. happening, when he showed the picture. So we'll go with that. We're making up our own definitions here. We'll say it's a dance on the beach. With teas on. I don't know.
With tea.
With tea.
They have this discussion of where they're going to put Nicholas's parents. And it's this like, it is tricky because they're going to be filming. It's obviously like wherever they're sitting is going to be cameras on them. So like, where are they going to put Nicholas's parents? I did like that they're being so cognizant, though, of like, if his mom wants to make a speech, we will not be sacrificing that for the sake of the cameras being up. And I did, this is just fourth wall being broken all over the place. The producer
yes.
asks in the confessional, and they leave all this in. They ask in the confessional, did you ever consider not filming the wedding for the show? And they're like, no, we wanted the representation. I'm like, okay, answers the questions that people probably have. So, and it's true. You should have this, and you know, interracial gay Indian wedding. You should definitely have it.
My feelings are so conflicted throughout this entire episode. When we get to the last, because I assume we're going to talk about the last scene too, because all this whole episode, I was like, oh my God, y'all are handling all of this probably better than the average person, because you know, a lot of people would be like, okay, it sounds like y'all don't support me and I'm having to pull teeth to get y'all to come, so just don't come. And they're like, no, we'll work with you. I want you there. We'll figure it out. That last scene, though, I don't know whose side
I was on. It's really tough.
Yeah, we'll get there, but yeah.
Really tough. Monica's quit her job. She has quit her corporate job. We are watching Monica's renaissance. This season three is her glow up isn't just, you know, the typical Bravo glow up. It's like she starts to cry. She's like, you know what it is? She's like, I have done all the things I'm supposed to do. I got the job right out of college. I got the guy. I followed the traditional path. Where's it gotten me?
Exactly.
I'm done. I want to pursue acting. I want to pursue dancing. I want to. Rishi, figure it out.
And then here for this. This is the most like relatable shit that I feel like anybody in their 30s can like relate to it. Something like most people, you know, some people do it all early. They, you know, dad helped them get like the amazing job. They met their sweetheart in college, so they're already engaged. Like, so some people have like a trajectory that's pre-planned. It's already going a million miles an hour, whatever. But there are certain people, like, you can use me as an example. I didn't know, like, I'd done all of the things, like, I'd gotten the master's degree. Oh, wow. I'd come to work for the, you know, the Fortune, you know, I always try to like not to say where I worked for the good company and all that stuff. And I'm just like sitting around waiting, like doing all the things. And I'm like, this is going to pay off one day. Right. And I just like for the longest time, because I'm like, this is gonna pay off one day. But there have been so many days where I'm like, I'm stopping all of this shit. Like I'm literally about to go. Like I have always wanted this. So fucking random. Like I've always wanted to get my bartending license, and I'm like, I'm gonna get my bartending license. I'm gonna quit this goddamn corporate America job, and I'm gonna go just like do my own thing. Like let people rent me out for. Well, okay, hold on.
Okay,
not you know, not rent boy, but yeah, but you know, come to the parties and you know, pour the drinks and you know that kind of stuff. Meet a senator, you know that kind of thing. I had a whole other thing planned out, but
really?
This is the most relatable thing. Oh yes, I was like, I had like 9 different lives planned for myself. I just had to pull the string if like this side of things didn't work out. Luckily, once I started to get like in my 30s, things started like clicking in a lot of places. So I was like, okay, I don't have to quit my job and go like to bartending school. I still do want to get my bartending license though.
Like you don't I say, need the a average bartending license. Do you?
I feel like or it maybe makes in, you
maybe
like,
you do. But I don't know maybe, how it is. I don't know. Maybe but it I want, is like, in your area.
I feel I'm a natural mixologist, but I feel like there's a lot of stuff that like they need to teach me. Like I need to go to the school and get a certificate so they can like show me some things. Because like if someone comes to me right now and they're like, make me a sex on the plane. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know what the how to make that. Here's a like screwdriver.
I feel like, well, true. I feel like you just get that on the job training.
You see, then I don't want to work like
okay
in like a restaurant or in a. Where else would you? A bar, I guess. That's where bartenders work, right? A bar.
A bar, yeah.
That makes sense. I want to, like, if I were to do it, I would want to, like, start my own business. But it's just, like, me and maybe some other people that, you know, over time I can gather people and be like, okay, I've booked this event. They want a bartender that'll come and make a specialty drink and we'll do, like, all this kind of stuff and, like, send them out to events around the city and stuff like
that. Oh, so you're just an event guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go more towards that road then.
Oh, then yeah, you should definitely go to bartending school.
Yeah. Because then I got to show them. I'm like, okay, they want some shit that's on fire. We got to bring we got to figure that out. Because
okay, I wonder if you had a match.
So I don't know.
Okay, that could be, I could see that happening for you.
They say the average millionaire has 7 streams of income.
Yeah.
So, like, that could be another one. I'm going to figure it out. Okay. If any of y'all have any tips, drop them in the comment section. I'm going to read them. If y'all are bartenders or work in the restaurant industry or any event planning, anything, give them to me. I'll take them. I need a new business. Maybe I'll cut you in on it. I won't, though. But maybe I will.
I won't, though. He threw that in there.
Yeah, don't. No,
no cutting you in. I have not had my nails in so long. I haven't had a set of nails in a while. And that is, I just don't feel like myself. I watch myself gesturing during these episodes when I'm editing. And I'm like, look at your little stubby hands. Look at your little stubby hands without your nails. Ugh, I hate it. I hate it. I don't feel good without my nails. So I'm so happy that I have found Olive & June. The Olive & June Mani System has everything you need for salon quality manicures all in one box. You can customize it with 6 different polishes, and this polish doesn't chip, and it lasts 7 days or more. And it comes out to like $2 a manicure. I mean, I can't even, what I love the most about this, as opposed to going to a salon, is number one, the price, high. Number two, my biggest concern with doing my own nails at home was always the non-dominant hand. That was always the disaster moment whenever I tried to paint my own nails at home. But the way they formulated the applicator, it's like idiot proof, even for that hand. My left hand doesn't even know how to hold things, apparently. And I can actually apply a beautiful looking set of polish on both hands. But I ventured into their press-ons.
So that, yes, love the Manny system, but their press-ons, because I was a Gel X girl when I was still going to the salon, and the press-ons give me life. My little stubby hands are revived into their former glory days. These things are, they're just as good, if not better, because the problem with Gel X at a salon is they're so damaging. When I took that set off, my nails were, they were so destroyed. This set, they even have in the kit they give you, there's a nail strengthening serum that you put on before you even put the glue on. And these things feel like they are on. I'm not worried about them popping off. They don't have that feel to them at all. They don't feel flimsy. They look natural. They're gorgeous. I love these press-ons. Visit oliveandjune.com/SSBravo for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/SSBravo for 20% off your Manny system. Feeling stressed lately? The holidays are over. It's January. This is a tough month. Everyone's a little bit more bloated, a little bit more nervous. This is like a very tense month. We're all supposed to be doing things, being better people than we've ever been before. I have a couple insider pro tips for you, though. Add these two little products into your life, and you can beat stress and bloat before it beats you. Pair the award-winning gut-nourishing Just Thrive probiotic with the stress-busting, mood-uplifting power of Just Calm. Just Thrive probiotic supports digestive, immune, and total body health and actually produces antioxidants right in the gut. Once it arrives in the gut, it acts like a personal gardener, safely eliminating bad bacteria and replenishing the good. And the best part, it can be opened and sprinkled into any food or drink, so it's good for the whole family. And for the next level stress-busting mood support, add in Just Calm. This product has been proven to do the almost unimaginable. I've been taking it for the last week and a half, and I can attest. It quickly promotes a healthy response to everyday stress, encourages a steady, serene, and balanced mood, drives mental clarity, focus, and alertness, facts, and even supports great energy and optimal sleep. I'm not kidding. I have been able to focus and stay calm the last week and a half, no joke. This is true stress management built for our modern day stress-filled world. Just Thrive products have more clinical research than just about anyone else in the industry. They're all natural and they have a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? If you're ready to up your wellness game and beat bloat, digestive issues, stress, and more, you can get 15% off a bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and a bottle of Just Calm with promo code SHESPEAKS at justthrivehealth.com. While you're there, check out all their other research-based products for optimal gut and immune health. There's something for everyone, even a probiotic for your fur baby, all with a bottom-of-the-bottle guarantee. Take control of your health this year with Just Thrive.
All right, they go golfing. Mm-hmm. Now listen. Listen. Sanjeet, Vish's brother, mm-hmm. He was pissing me the fuck off in this conversation.
He was a presence that did not need to be there.
I didn't anticipate him being such a okay. So Vish brings it up and he's like, it sucks that your mom had to go off on my mom. And I was like, do I need to remind you that your mom got out of receipt?
People need to learn how to start the things that you know are going to be confrontational.
Yes.
He is not one of those people. He's just like, okay, I'm going to say this. And I'm just going to get my head chewed off because I know it's wrong. And he says it wrong every single time with Richa, with everybody. And this was the wrong way to approach this conversation.
His openers,
especially when you're talking about someone's mom.
His openers need work.
Definitely.
His opening lines need to be reworked. Apparently, though, Bali's mom, according to them, Bali's mom also said Dharma went off on Reshma. I'm like, I'm sure she said more than that, okay? I'm sure she's, like, you guys are really omitting things.
Right, especially since she was the one that told Reshma to apologize, right?
Yeah, she's like, it's over if you just say, hey, look, if I did, I'm sorry. If you felt that way, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But then this is where Sanjeet, he's like, it's possible she said hi and your mom doesn't remember. Was your mom drinking at the wedding? Was she drinking, though? Was she drinking? Don't do that.
Handled it better than most. He really controlled that temper because that's a wild, like, because what you're saying is my mom was too drunk to remember.
All weekend?
My mom spoke to her. Exactly. And that, can I just say, because I hate to, who did I see? I think I saw Noor kind of say something similar, who's on the Reality Is pod. She said something to the effect of, it's weird that, like, this is a tactic that they would use when Vish has opened up about his alcoholism this season. Like, that is a wild kind of, I don't know if this is a strategy or what, but it's a wild path to go down when you've, like, had us sympathizing with you this entire season about your journey with alcohol and getting mad at people for saying, like, hey, hold this drink. It's like, no, don't have them hold it. You know, we're going to bat for you this entire season. And it's like, this is a wild strategy to have coming into a confrontation about whether or not someone's mom said hi.
Right? And, like, okay, I just, it really made me mad because then if you look at the demeanor of, like, the two parties, you've got Brian, mm-hmm. who's keeping it together, mm-hmm. and Vish and Sanjeet, it's like it mirrors the parents.
Yeah.
You know? It's like they're so defensive, mm-hmm. and Vish's reasoning, like, I don't want anything from the wedding to be tainted. I want the wedding to be full of love. If I had known your mom was going to be yelling at my mom, I think I shouldn't have invited your mom to the wedding?
It's a lot.
That logic is wild. Okay, don't you dare.
Wow. It's a lot. It's almost like they want it. To me, it felt like they kind of came with not just a strategy, but they kind of came with a mission. And it felt like to me the mission was get Brian to say on camera that his mom was at least partially at fault for all of this.
Oh.
Because it seems like they didn't want, like, it seems like they're tired of Reshma being, like, quote unquote, to blame, even though Reshma's probably to blame for this. So, but it seems like they want him to say something on camera because we know the camera, the other cast member that's on the show. So it felt to me like they had kind of ulterior motives in a way, watching this scene.
Uh-huh. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Because Vish even says, he's like, it seems interesting to me that your mom was fine. And then suddenly in front of everybody, she's bringing this up. Mm-hmm. It had a tone of, this is for the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
I was about to say, my favorite thing about all of this, though, is that my reaction was basically the same as Rish's.
Yeah, I was like, going to say the same thing.
He's like, I'm trying so hard not to laugh at this dumb shit, basically. Like, what are we even arguing about right now? It's like, we're arguing about nothing. This is so incredibly stupid.
About what your mom said to each other.
Exactly. Let the aunties figure it out. Let the aunties figure it out.
It's like, Vish, you just wanted to fight like this because you wanted a little more camera time. Speaking of who wants some camera time.
Uh-oh.
That's Vish is what I'm saying.
Oh. I thought you were about to transition. I'm like, oh, where are we going? Where are we going?
Oh, no. Because I like Brian, though. He's like, if that's the thing, then how about the Bennies don't just come around anymore, okay? I like that little threat. It had a little, like, Godfather vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
About the Bennies don't come around anymore. I'll make it extreme.
Now, let me ask you, do you think that was, did you take that as surface, like, well, we just won't come to, like, the events anymore and stuff like that? Or do you think it was more of a, let's see how this show does if the Bennies don't show up?
I kind of feel like the latter.
Me too. You know I'm a reality TV conspiracy theorist. So I think there's a meaning to everything. So I was like, ooh, was that a thinly veiled threat there?
Hmm. Yeah, like, yeah, enjoy this show without us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Sanjeet, yeah, let's watch more of you. Who are you? Get out of here.
Exactly.
Dude. But then they, like, go and play golf. But guess what happens? Vish texts Amrit immediately.
Of course.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
I know he want. You know what? That would have been a good. I wonder how this scene would have went if Amrit was there, because Amrit is messy as fuck. So I wonder how, like, if he whose side he would have been on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it would have been bad. Ooh, I just Amrit would have totally ganged up with Vish.
That's what I think.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like mad, and it's not even happening. I'm very mad about it. All right, moving on. Anisha and her fashion show fittings. Anisha doesn't have a dress for Monica because when she was making the collection, they weren't talking. I don't know why I found that very funny.
I did too. That's like, it's not overt shade. It's covert shade. It's just kind of like, sorry, girl.
That's where we were at the time.
Right. Wear this that's three times your size. Here you go. I kind of love that.
I did too.
Because then if Monica doesn't participate, then she's the bad sport. It's not like, oh, you don't have anything to fit me. It's like, okay, if I don't wear this big ass outfit, then I'm the one that's going to get faulted for this. Like, I'm going to be the one that backed out of the fashion show.
Did you like Rich's polka dot dress? I didn't love it.
It must have been forgettable because I barely remember it. So, because I remember exactly what Bali was wearing. I remember what Monica had on.
Bali's dress was amazing.
Yes. Fantastic. Bali gives. Ba-boom!
Yeah. Bali wore it, too. She just made it. Mm-hmm. She made it amazing.
She's the only one that came out, like, at the end of the runway. Like, when she was about to start, she came out and she just kind of posed. She was like, you see me. You see me.
She and knew then that's exactly how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So now we start this conversation. Nicholas, Amrit, and the parents go to lunch. And this is where we start, because they talk about, like, IVF or an adoption, but then we start the last name conversation.
Great. Now, can I say really quickly, before we jump into that?
Yes.
I love how innocent Amrit's parents are about most things, because they're just like, what do you mean your sperm doesn't work? Like, what are you talking about? Like, sperm always works. Because I think they're just thinking, like, when you get a certain age, it's like eggs, or like maybe, because they're like, no, old men have babies all the time. What do you mean it's not going to work? It's like, no, sometimes it doesn't work. And it's like, aw.
They're aw. So sweet.
They're so innocent.
And
so
they're,
sweet.
And they're so easygoing typically, but when it comes to the last name, they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised they didn't even question, like, what about hyphenating?
Right.
I was like, that's not even an option, guys. Like, we're not going to even explore the hyphen.
Right.
The combo.
This is something like most issues. We're always kind of like, you know, I'm firm in this. I believe this. This was wrong. This was that. This is one where I'm almost like, man, I got to tap out. I don't know what I don't know whose side is the right thing to do. What is the right answer? I literally don't know, because that last conversation, I was like, shit, I would feel like Amrit, but also like, I get what you're saying. Right.
We're like, there is no right answer here.
You just have to tell him, like, I'm praying for you guys.
Fuck.
I'm praying for you.
Like, but I guess a hyphen, though. That's the compromise, right?
It has to be. Like, that's what I would do. Because that's the only thing that seems logical.
And I guess then whose name comes first in the hyphen? Fuck. No, because then I was
we got to go alphabetical. It's like, no, let's just go alphabetical order. So our kids can be first in line in school. There we go.
That's a good point.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because, man, I suffered with being a Tucker my whole life. Like, God.
Oh.
I missed everything. Shit.
I'm an H, so, like, I was always, like, just somewhere.
I don't know if I ever told you, but initially, I was a Johnson, because my mom was really weird. She for some reason wanted me to have her last name instead of my dad's. And it took like 5 years. But like, when I went to kindergarten, my dad finally was like, okay, like, can we change the name? Like, can we just, she's like, you know what? Whatever. Fine. And so she agreed for me to go from Johnson to Tucker. So at first I was riding high in life, but yeah, then I fell from grace fast. Man.
Suffered. we'll revisit this.
Yeah.
Fashion show time. Did Vish say he ate 40 nuggets the night before?
I thought he said something like that. I was like, what? 40? I was in my phone and I caught it in pass. And I was like, wait, what?
I mean, the they question make a 40 is, piece.
The question is, who did he eat them from? Because that will tell me a lot about a person.
McDonald's, like, I would imagine, right?
Ooh. Are you a fan? Okay, so who's your favorite, like, fast food chicken nugget?
Fast food chicken nugget. Favorite? Oof, God. So here's what I'm going to answer that with, okay?
Okay.
It depends on my mood.
Okay, okay.
Because the thing about fast food is it, like, hits serotonin for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it sparks serotonin when, like, the mm-hmm. way it feels in my mouth. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really it's not really about taste always. It's like what vibe do I want to chew? Does right. that make sense?
Okay.
So when I want the nostalgia of McDonald's, I'll want McDonald's. Mm. But when mm-hmm. I want just the truly delicious, I would have to say this is so bad because they're such a horrible company, but Chick-fil-A.
I mean, hey. You got. I was gonna say top tier for me is gonna be. Well, okay, it's gonna get me in trouble because I feel like I have 1,000 that I eat on a regular basis.
Chick-fil-A, fuck.
I know. Shit, that sounds good.
I know.
Chick-fil-A is a good one. My favorite. I love to go to Wendy's for a good spicy chicken nugget, and dip it in either the sweet and sour sauce or the honey. Let me tell you. Wendy's people, you know what? Wendy's is not nearly as appreciated as it should be in the fast food game.
Do they deliver? That's the question.
They will. So on Uber Eats, I have delivered from. Mm-hmm. Yes, Wendy's is the 4 for $4. So they have the little 4 for $4 meals where you can get a burger, nuggets, fries, and a drink for $4.
What?
Yeah, 4 for $4, baby, 4 for $4.
What? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then Burger King tried to copy. They're like, okay, well, we're doing the 5 for $5 and you get a cookie too. And it's like, get out of here. I'm not eating Burger King.
No one wants Burger King.
Nobody. No, get out of here.
Burger King, it tastes weird.
It does.
The fries are wrong.
They are.
What do you cook them in? What is the oil you guys use? Because it's, you got to change it.
It's like a pasty fry too. Ugh. Like, why is it?
What everything about Burger King is wrong. My dad used to always want to get Burger King too. We had to compromise.
It's a dad thing, I think, because my dad used to love Burger King too, and I didn't know what it was about. No, let me tell y'all something. All of y'all out there with children, no kid wants a burger that has seeds on the top of it. Nobody wants a sesame seed bun when you're a kid. I'm telling you, you've got to take those kids to Wendy's, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, something. Nobody wants that old man meal. Like, nobody. My dad would kill me. I'm like, I do not want Burger King. Nobody wants Burger King.
I hated it. Ugh, they're the weirdest fucking food.
God.
It would be like we haven't gone in a while. Like, fine, we owe you one, Dad.
Right? It was a compromise.
Like, totally.
We've got to talk about that. Like, okay, like, we'll get Burger King, but like, I get to pick the movie. Like, we go to Blockbuster, I'm picking the VHS.
Oh, not God. You. There was something, the hot tamales from Blockbuster tasted different. I don't know what it was. But the big box of hot tamales from Blockbuster just tasted different. I don't know what it was about them.
Oh, my God. There's certain places you just get stuff. You're like, man, what is it about you?
And it was,
and why can't I quit you?
I'm having like a specific memory, too, of like when my sister and my dad would be the ones that went to Blockbuster. And I'd mm-hmm. be like, man, I hope they got hot tamales. And like the sound of the bag when you knew like the hot tamales were in that bag. I can hear it. I can hear mm-hmm. it. Maybe even Mike and Ike's are in there too. I don't know. They might have got both. And then the combination of Mike and Ike's with the hot tamales. Here we go again, talking about food.
God, always. God, Blockbuster had the best snacks. Oh, my God.
They did. And they always had them at the checkout. So there you are in line like, okay, mm-hmm. let's see. What combo of snacks should I do?
I was a Bunch of Crunch guy. Like, you could not tell me. I needed my Bunch of Crunch if I was going to watch the new Pokemon movie. I was like, okay, I need, I'm sorry. I need them. Last thing. You know what I loved that I feel like no one else on the planet would eat?
I'm so excited.
It's so random, but I loved Whoppers, like the chocolate coated like malt balls.
Really?
I loved
them.
They
tasted so weird in my teeth.
I feel like they taste weird to everyone. Like I feel like they made it for my palate. Like no one else would eat them.
They were like, they should have just called them Kendrick's candy.
Exactly. Like I was the only one. I was keeping them solely in business, me myself. I was the only one eating them.
I think they still make them.
They do. Like, you go to the movies and you can get them. Like, yeah. But I genuinely have never seen anyone order them at any movie theater. Of course, you all know I don't eat candy anymore, really. But, you know, if someone offers me a Whopper, I'm going to get a Whopper. So, you know.
I am I'm a chewy candy person, like a Swedish fish. Like Swedish fish. I think I ordered.
You like a good gummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But very specific. Like, I don't like gummy bears. Ooh. Like, I don't like.
Do you like gummy worms?
I don't like them see through. I like thick, like, you know, so like, I think I even ordered.
A taffy. Is that it? Like a taffy?
No, like, they have to be.
Like, this is the most insane discussion I think we've had,
like,
on this
podcast. Licorice-y kinda.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah. Do you like Twizzlers?
No, I like Red Vines.
Okay.
That's a very specific debate.
I was going to have to get off of here. I'm like, Twizzlers,
Twizzlers are not as good as Red Vines all day. Okay.
We went to like the corner store one day because my sister had smoked. You know, she was on her level. Mm-hmm. So she was like, okay, I've got to go get me some snacks. I don't know how she wound up with some Twizzlers, but she was eating them. She was like, there is literally no taste in these motherfuckers. Like, I'm just chewing and like, rubber. I don't taste anything. I'm like, why the fuck did you, I saw you when you picked them up. Why did you get them? She's like, I don't know. They look good in the moment. I'm like, ugh.
They are rubber.
Rubber. Complete rubber. Like bicycle tires. Ugh.
And when there was a debate, I'm like, there's not a debate on this. Blind taste them, guys. And exactly. No one would even question which one is better.
Exactly.
Okay.
Unless Twizzlers wants to sponsor this show, then, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I love Twizzlers.
We love Twizzlers, obviously.
Oh my God, if food of any kind ever wanted to sponsor this show, that would be smart.
I know.
No problem. No
what
problem
if somebody
at
tried
all.
To give us like a Brussels sprout sponsorship?
I mean, I could try.
We'll give it a go. There we
I
go.
I could try. Listen, mix that up with some goat cheese, some blue cheese, put a little pecans.
Put it on the grill.
I can eat Brussels sprouts good.
Okay. Charcoal it a little bit. Yeah, they're good that way.
Yeah,
we can
do
that.
It. We can okay. do it. It's good. They're good for you. I like veggies. I can fuck with veggies. You just gotta, flavor them up, do stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make
we'll
it
figure
work.
It out. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We could try us.
Yes. Try it out there. If you're listening, try us. Okay.
Try it. Challenge accepted.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
We got you. We got you. We should let Cloud 10 know that Kendrick and I are open to a joint sponsorship where we talk about any food product you need.
Anyone. We're
anyone.
Here.
We got that. We got that in the bag. We already do it accidentally. Wendy's, let us know.
Yes. We will do. We'll get Bravo Wild Black and we'll be your 4 for 4 sponsorship people. There we go. We got you.
This is epic.
You know who I hope wants us to like do a sponsorship? I hope whoever the hell Sheree went to and got that Womlet on Atlanta. I want to do a Womlet sponsorship. Send me one in the mail.
I forgot about the Womlet.
I think about it every morning when I wake up. I want a Womlet.
I think about it every morning.
Every morning.
Ooh, I haven't eaten yet today. So this has been, my mouth is salivating.
You know, Womlet probably is like, oh God, so many eggs. So the price of a Womlet is like $30 right now.
The price of eggs is criminal.
It is.
My local,
it's too
much. My Trader Joe's doesn't even have eggs right now.
Really?
Cooler or whatever, it was like empty when I went yesterday.
Oh my God. See?
I didn't even bother asking. I was like, they're probably being asked by every single person. I'm like, I will not add to your problems.
They've got to like find a way to like all these fossils y'all have, like bring the dinosaurs back to life and like let us get some dinosaur eggs or something. Like we've got to figure this egg problem out.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Figure it out.
All right, I guess we're going to talk about Family Karma now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whatever. There we go.
This is now a food podcast.
Exactly. That was a long tangent, too,
we went on. We could just do a food podcast at this point.
Absolutely.
We should just do a bonus episode where we just talk about all our favorite food.
Ooh.
Right?
I would love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Actually, we should just do that, actually.
We should.
This is, oh my God. We'll bring our favorite ideas for food, like all of our junk food favorites. Done and done. We'll work on
Boom.
It.
Boom. There we go.
There we go. All right, moving on. Now we're at the fashion show. Like I said, that's where the 40 nuggets got us on this tangent. Sorry.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah.
I love Nicholas as the only white guy. I like when us white people are the ones outnumbered. It's nice for us to. It's nice for us to feel that. It's nice for us to be like, oh, is this what you guys feel like all the time? Cool,
right?
Mm-hmm. Cool. This is weird. It's like, oh, okay. This got it. Cool.
Just me. Just me.
Cool. it was interesting that Anisha's grandpa wasn't there because she's like open bar plus my grandpa equals bad. I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is like a secret issue for the family. Like, I wonder if Chitra, because that's her dad, I wonder if it's like, this actually isn't funny to us. Like, I wonder if this was like an issue, like growing up, I wonder if this was like a dark thing.
I wonder, because we've seen it, they seem to joke about it on camera a lot, but I wonder if it was ever anything like,
right?
A little more to it.
Right? Like, they kind of ignored it when he kept being like, vodka. They're like, oh, okay.
I hate to bring it back to food, but my favorite like him moment is when he like sends it an email. He's like, if you come tomorrow, I allow you to bring me a Wendy's chicken sandwich. Thank you.
It's an email. That's the best part.
Yes.
It's an email.
I love that.
The Dharma Reshma awkwardness is there.
Mm-hmm.
Dharma's like, yeah, whatever. Sorry, she ignored me, made eye contact and ignore me. But Lavina's like, have you met Dharma? And Rush was like, don't ask me that. Don't. I'm like, okay. See, I'm done. All right?
Have you noticed, this is such a random thing to notice, but have you noticed now she's Reshma P?
Yes, because we have the Reshma C. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they put, did they do that last episode? Because I did not notice. I just like heard, I was like, Reshma, what? Well, that's not her. Okay.
I noticed it because I was like, how are we going to tell the difference? And then I noticed the P at the end. I'm like, oh, I guess. That's the only way. It's reminds me of like when you're in elementary school and there's two like little kids named Brian. So it's like, listen, Brian D, you keep your mouth shut.
Exactly. It always reminds me, I'll say it a million times, it always reminds me of Laguna Beach when I was like, remember there was Alex M and Alex H. I was like, oh, Alex H, that's my girl right there. Alex M, she's all right. She's okay.
Oh my God, Alex. It was so cute. Kendrick sent me this. Brian posted his like behind the scenes shot of when he came down the runway. And you see all the camera guys in the crew living for his like cheesy, like he pulls his heart out, like his whole cheesy modeling bit when they're walking down the runway. But the crew loves Brian.
They love him.
Love
him. I know they have the most fun making this show. Like I agree. Have to. They just on screen
so
and off screen.
There's so many of them. It's like a party. There's just so many of them. And they did like this little like kind of quick, you know, bit of all them dancing and mingling. And Dharma looks so fun.
Yes.
She's all like doing like this little cheesy dance moves and stuff.
Her and Brian, they're always, if you watch his stories on Instagram, those two are always the life of the party. Like they were bowling like last week and it looked like they had the time of their lives.
Really?
Like, I'm like, I want to go bowling with y'all. I want to go bowling with the Bennies. Let's do that spinoff.
See, the Bennies. Maybe the Bennies won't be coming around anymore, huh?
Uh-oh. Hmm?
What's going to happen then, huh?
Mm-mm.
All right. Now we have the final scene. Amrit and Nicholas at the dog park. And Nicholas is like, look, I've already compromised quite a bit. I didn't really want to do the Bharat where I'm just like not that kind of person like coming in and being like all big. I said no. And then I eventually caved and said yes. And now here we are again compromising. But Amrit's logic and entitlement. That's the vibe was the entitlement he had. That was the problem. where he was like, well, I think it's obvious, basically, my parents, it should be my name because my parents have been supportive. I'm like, yeah, that's the problem. That's and the issue.
It's so bad because, like, his logic, there's something, the way he presents it, it's going to put you on defense no matter what, because it's like, okay, like, get out of here. But when I, like, stopped and thought about his logic, too, I was like, okay, if I was him, would I want the last name of someone that doesn't even want me to really exist, probably? Like, that's, so it's a lot. So I'm like, I go back and forth. I'm like, God, he makes sense, but it's like, I don't think that's going to make him want to take your name anymore than he doesn't right now. So I don't know where y'all are going to go from here. Hyphenate.
I understood Nicholas just being like, wait a minute, if that's going to be your logic about this, then are you going to just do this for so many other things? Like, well, your parents don't like it, so, oh, we'll just do that. Like, you feel like you're then going to take control of so many things just because my parents don't approve of me being gay, or, you know, like, the decisions in our lives are then going to be dictated by the fact that my parents don't approve of our lifestyle.
Yep.
And, like, that's not fair.
No.
And so this is such a – I mean, obviously, we're going to see it play out next episode and continue from there. So they may have already figured out how to handle this by the end of the season. They may have figured out the hyphenating.
But hold on. Let's see. Okay. Live Instagram search right now. Y'all know I love to do this. I'm going to Amrit's page right now to see Nicholas – is tagged somewhere.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to see if his Instagram name has changed at all. Oh, he didn't tag him in that one.
You just reminded me that someone asked if we could sum up the Twitter war that happened, because not everybody is on Twitter.
Oh.
And we've referenced it. So that, thank you. That reminded me. We'll go into that right when you're done.
Okay. Well, his name is still Nicholas. Ooh, I'm not going to try that. But it looks like it's his old last, given last name. Is it start with a K? Name. Yes.
Yeah. I can't pronounce it either.
Kuchaukas, maybe?
I can't pronounce it either.
Yeah. But it hadn't changed on there. So I was looking to see if maybe the Instagram, if they were Instagram username official, but I guess not.
Yeah. That would also probably give it away.
Yeah, it would. Maybe that's why we haven't seen Monica and Rishi in many pictures online lately.
Yeah, and I had some followers point out that she wasn't following Rishi for a period of time and then started following him again. Yeah. Okay, so the Twitter war was after the auntie brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Vish tweeted, seems like some aunties are trying to make it about themselves, but here are some receipts thanks to Monica Viswani for sharing. Don't drag my mom into it when she actually cares and reaches out to everyone. And so Monica shared a screenshot of a big group chat from when they were planning the family dance for the wedding, because she obviously was organizing it. Mm-hmm. And it's Reshma, Vish's mom, being like, hello, my beautiful family. We're trying to organize a dance performance. And then you see Dharma say, hi, hope you're all doing well, but my apologies. Me and Raj are not going to, we're going to bow out. Mm-hmm. And then Reshma responds saying, Dharma and Raj, sorry to hear that. Hope you're doing well and see you at the wedding. So that's the proof of, like, see, she's not ignoring your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bali tweets, I wouldn't watch the Thirsty Auntie spinoff. Amrit tweets, this auntie happy hour is the epitome of self-importance. Sounds like some folks attended Vishal and Rich's wedding to feel important and not to support the groom and bride. Grow up and get over yourself. Hashtag Team Auntie Reshma.
Bloop.
Yeah. That's like real dirty.
Brian said something at some point too, didn't he?
Yeah, Brian commented on the text exchange saying, shaking my head, this wasn't even the point. Like, this wasn't the point of what my mom was trying to say, which I agree.
So let me ask you two questions. One, did that, because me and you talked about this, we talked about it on the episode too, didn't we? That's why people reached out.
Yeah,
I guess we didn't jump into it.
I actually said I was going to read the tweets and completely forgot.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So remind me, does this mean that like Monica was basically saying she was Team Reshma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then two, do you think, you know, it's all been kind of clouded by some other stuff, but do you ultimately think that this is maybe what Reshma was mad about or has been holding on to, that nobody wanted to do the team dance or whatever?
No. I think because that bunch of the other parents did it.
Okay.
I don't know, actually, though. Maybe.
Well, I'm about to say a bunch of others did, but she didn't speak to Dharma.
Huh.
Maybe I'm trying to, like, rationalize shit. I don't know why. But, like, maybe she was like, you know what? She doesn't care about my son. She doesn't care about him enough to dance at the wedding. So, F you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Uh-oh. Maybe. Maybe. I mean, it's a bummer that they couldn't have just been like, Dharma couldn't have been like, are you mad at me?
Right.
I guess I could have really solved a lot.
as usual, yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm realizing something right now. I really could have just solved a whole lot of problems, couldn't it?
Yep. Could have bypassed a lot.
Could have. She might have. Though Reshma likes to do that. She likes to, like, Dharma might have been like, hey, are you mad at me, in a text, and Reshma could have avoided it or something.
Right. Or just been like, no, of course not. And then actually is mad. And just
then the next time they see each other, she gives a hello to everyone else. It's like, yeah. Okay.
Right. Good morning. Good morning.
You can choke. One of the best moments in all of reality television.
Yes.
The first season of Flavor of Love is, God.
Iconic.
Did it
you don't get much better.
Did it win awards? Because it should have.
It should have.
It should.
Just, you don't get much better than that.
So, so good.
God.
I didn't even pay attention to what's happening next week on Family Karma. Did you? I don't even remember. When is the Rishi Monica, is he gonna propose scene happening? Because I need it to happen already.
Right. I don't think that was in there either. What the hell was next week?
What's happening next week?
I don't know.
Nothing memorable.
Obviously, I didn't. Did we not?
Are they going?
Did they give
somewhere?
Us previews? Who knows? Who even knows?
I think they did. Wasn't in any way memorable.
I know.
Ew. Lame. Whatever. All right. Want to tell the people where to find you?
Sure. You can find me everywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, all of the places. I am Kendrick Tucker, and I host Reality and Comics 2. Follow me on Instagram at Reality Comics 2. That's T-O-O. Come for the podcast, stay for the memes.
That was a good one. That was one of your best yet.
Why, thank you.
I think I'm going to save that one. I'll make that the template. Done.
Oh.
And done. That was good. Ooh, head roll. You did a neck roll just there. That was good.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo, that was good.
Channeling Dharma right now. Here we go.
She does bring the moves.
Yes.
All right, guys. That wraps us up. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hi guys, thank you so much for listening and for watching. If you wouldn't mind, if you are listening, could you please leave a 5-star rate and review? That would be amazing. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed, like this video, and comment below. That would also be fantastic. Don't forget, I've got the Patreon up and running now. That is where all the Bravo jams will be covered. I'm talking Table Flip. I'm talking old school Atlanta. I'm talking old school Beverly Hills. All the good stuff that brought us together as Bravo fans. And of course, follow me on social media if you're not already, at She Speaks Bravo on TikTok and on Instagram. And if you want to go that extra mile to support me, buy me a coffee, or two, or five, at buymeacoffee.com/SheSpeaksBravo. All right, guys, I'll see you next time.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.